Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two of the show going down right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board. On this Tuesday evening, we are back in the mix Monday through Friday. And hell, maybe even a Saturday if you play your cards right. Yes, that's right. 6 days of Fan After Dark is what you're getting. Now, my Fridays, I should probably let Tim know this, I will not be here on the 10th. Okay.
At all.
No, not at all. Not even for a few hours. So I'll do my normal show like from 7 to 10, and then I got to bounce because I got the high school, the mythical high school show that I got to go do.
Wait. You just said you'll do your normal show from 7 to 10 on Friday?
Yeah.
Your normal show?
Fan After Dark. I don't know if you've heard about it. You can find it Monday through Friday.
I thought you just said you weren't going to be here on Friday. I'm lost.
I said normally I'll be 7 to 10.
I thought you just said I'll still be doing my show on Friday, 7 to 10.
Yeah, no. Normally, you'll find me 7 to 10 here, and then I'm bouncing for the last hour before I go do the Mythical High School show. I on those nights, 5.5 hours. It's a G-bag night for your boy Freddie D on Fridays. I'm on from 7 to 12:30.
Nice.
Is it? Is it?
You signed up for it.
I did. No, it's, you know what? I spent 2 years off the air, so I'll take it all day, every day. But no, the 10th, I will not be here. So not this Friday, but the next Friday. Because this Friday's your birthday.
This Friday, we're four days away? 4 days?
Well, what, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. So 3 days away from me being okay, so closer now to 30.
You, whatever, bro. You're 26. Calm down.
Have
you heard from Dave yet? Has Dave decided he's going to give you the camera or not?
No.
He's not giving you it?
I don't know. There's no like update. I haven't asked him about it.
Yeah.
Is he supposed to be sending me like a daily update?
Maybe we should have him tune in, like find out what's the deal. Do we know if he's bowling yet again? What's the? I mean, is he off the IL with the wrist or what?
Don't know.
How's the marriage? How's your stepmom?
Don't know.
Don't know yet either. Okay.
I haven't really been in contact with anybody.
You've just been locked in. Your nose to the grindstone.
You probably get the most communication from me because it's usually about the show.
I'll tell you what, man. Heartwarming.
I don't really talk to anybody.
Heartwarming.
I just go home and work on the show.
I mean, you're married to the grind right now.
Hey, man, trying to get that perfect life for myself.
And that Kylie Jenner lookalike, so God bless her.
Hopefully when I'm 30, I can look back and be like, I'm glad I put in all the work and I'm at where I want to be in life.
That's it. Working hard now so you can relax later.
Clocking in now so I don't have to clock in later.
Yeah. Is that how that saying goes?
Wait,
I'm sure. I'm sure there's a below average quote that you'll come up with at some point during the show that you got off of.
Why do you think they're below
Instagram
average? You're below average.
I know you're not about quotes.
My quote game is way better than yours.
Your quote game's terrible. Your quote game's awful.
The cost of not locking in is spending the rest of your life clocking in. There you go.
I mean, that's okay. That's fine.
Why do you just hate all my quotes? Have I said one quote where you're like, that changed my life?
No, you have not said one quote that's changed my life.
I just think you're lying.
I'm still waiting for it, Mr. Before you sink in the piss in the sink.
That was good. That was another good quote. Everybody listening right
now
knows.
Nobody said that was a good quote.
Yes, there was.
Nobody said that was a good quote.
Don't tell.
Who?
People, what do you mean who? I don't know their names. But
one person texted and said, yes, oh,
they
did. That's life. That's
yes, they
life.
Did. They no, said those exact did. Words. They said it changed my life. What a good quote.
No,
boy.
No one said that.
You're just naive.
No one said that. 877-881-1053. If that ignorant ass tweet changed your life.
See, now you're calling it a tweet.
Whatever. Might as well.
It was a quote from my mouth.
Tweet, thread, post,
TikTok.
You're the only one that uses thread. You're so old. Just continue with NFL Stack. You're 700 years old. You're Gandhi.
No, Fred, just hit me up on my MySpace.
No, yeah. I am not Gandhi.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a lot of things. I ain't Gandhi, okay? A lot about Gandhi we don't know.
I know everything about Gandhi.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
You know the behind-the-scenes stuff on Gandhi?
We're all descendants of
him. A little
him,
creepy. Right? Oh, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that.
Aren't we all descendants? No, that's Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan. Same difference, bro.
I mean, Gandhi's whole point was abstinence.
Oh, was it?
Genghis Khan is pretty much the exact opposite.
It couldn't have been more different.
Do you believe they were all Genghis Khan descendants?
I don't think we are, no, but that part of the world, maybe.
What is that part of the world? Like,
it's Mongolia, yeah.
You know,
it's
like
that part of the world.
That part of the world that's like separated by us by an ocean.
An enormous ocean on
both
sides.
Here we go. Don't love your job your love. I just got texted.
That's a Blake quote right there. Tyreek Hill. Have you ever seen anybody more ecstatic after a season-ending injury? Not only was he giving thumbs up and high fives as he was being carted out of the stadium last night, somebody found him in the ambulance, smiling and posting on his social medias and talking to somebody and smiling in the back of the ambulance as well.
Now, we know this. A response to trauma a lot of times is laughter. This is not new, whether it's death, whether it's something happening to you. So I'm not going to read too much into it. I think he's just a smiley guy, a laughy guy. And maybe he had no other response than to like, this is crazy. My career is probably over. I just snapped my leg at age 31. Haven't been having a good season the last couple of years. And he just probably all he can do is laugh about it. Maybe he's looking at his money going, I'm still a millionaire. That's my read on it. I don't think. Now, I know the internet jokes are going to be he's laughing because he doesn't have to play with Tua.
That has been the ongoing joke.
He's laughing because he doesn't have to play with the Dolphins anymore. Doesn't have to be with Mike McDaniel. I get that. And that's funny, and I'll retweet it and all that good stuff. But if I'm being serious, I think it is just kind of a trauma response. That's my take on it.
I just think that's the way he is, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
they go hand in hand.
Tyreek Hill is wired a lot differently.
I agree. And that's what also made him one of the greatest receivers we've ever seen. Wired differently, for better or worse.
He was electric in Kansas City. God, he was so good.
He was electric his first year in Miami. Almost broke the receiver.
No, he was. Just almost had 2K. Miami was just terrible.
That year they weren't. Remember that? They were in the playoffs. They
got beat.
I think Fred is like, if you don't win the Super Bowl, your season was a complete disaster. You should restart your franchise.
I remember him as a Super Bowl champion. I'm sorry. And he still could have been one. Anywho. Now, that said, his agent, Drew Rosenhaus.
Tyreek said he was laughing to keep himself from passing out. Was just texted that.
Which one? I mean, look, I'm not saying one way. I mean,
He's smiling because he was injected with laughing gas.
Either way, I mean, look, I could care less what he was doing. I'm just saying, I don't think we've ever seen anything quite like that, where somebody's that ecstatic after being that traumatic of an injury.
You've just never seen an NFL player get hit with a Joker toxin real quick?
I mean, look, man, it was a gnarly looking injury. I mean, hell, when our boy, who was it? The dude from Houston. What was his, and hell, they were saying his season or his career might be over. Tank Dell. Now, of course, Tank Dell's not built anywhere remotely close to what Tyreek Hill is. But his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, says he expects him, and of course, I put expect in air quotes, expects him to be ready at the start of the 2027 NFL season, the 2026 NFL season. Now, some people are saying, and of course, Twitter doctors, there's this one guy who always puts out what people are doing week to week. Says that if he does come back next year, he's going to be highly compromised and will not be the same guy that he was before. So bad news for Tyreek Hill, but we wish him a fast and speedy recovery.
Someone did say that quote changed my life. I'll never go to the restroom the same way again.
There you go. You know what? If that changed someone's life today, I mean, look, we got a lot of folks texting in that are happy that we're back on the air day to day. So you know what? If that gets somebody through a tough time, and they piss in the sink as a result of it, I'm here for it. San Francisco, they've been banged up. Just lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday.
That's a bad loss because the Jags aren't good.
I think they're better than people think.
No, they're not. I don't believe in the Jags.
They're 3-1.
I don't believe in them.
Records mean
nothing.
They just beat San Francisco at home, so I don't want to hear
it. That was a bad loss. I know. I'm in a way complimenting the Jags. It was a bad loss for the 49ers.
It was a good win. They're a better team than you think.
Are they better than the 49ers?
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
I know they won this week, but you think they're better than the 49ers?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you want ask me 10 more times.
You don't believe it.
Ask me 10 more. Who's been saying that? I picked the Jaguars to win the AFC South,
and they won't.
Whatever, bro. And whatever. They won't. Go piss in a sink. Head coach Kyle Shanahan said that quarterback Brock Purdy will be out of practice for the second day in a row. Purdy returned in week four after missing the previous game, but aggravated the injury, and general manager John Lynch called him questionable for Thursday night's game. Wide receivers Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings joined Purdy in the non-participant category. Both players played in the team's loss to the Jaguars. The 49ers play the Rams on Thursday night.
Rams in that one, I got you. Brock Purdy is... Are we still on the bus driver narrative, or are we on the he's just an average quarterback narrative? Where are we at with Brock Purdy overall?
I think we're starting to get into the is he injury prone category. Okay, I mean, look, here's what we know about it. The thing about Brock Purdy is this.
Mac Jones stepped in and looked decent.
Is he a good quarterback? Yes, he is. He's a good NFL quarterback. Is he a great NFL quarterback?
What are the guys you're putting around him right now? Like, to me...
Like, oh, what level?
Yeah. Where is he around? Like, the Geno area?
Oh, he's better than Geno.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
No, he's better than Geno.
Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence, Kyler Murray. That's kind of where I have him, in that Jordan Love.
Are we taking injury problem notwithstanding?
Kind of, yeah. Just how he looks on the
football. He's better than Kyler Murray.
Just how he looks on the football field.
Look, he's better than Kyler Murray. He's not more athletic than Kyler Murray, but he's better than Kyler Murray.
I would agree.
I would say he's Jared Goff.
In that realm, maybe right below.
Because think about it. I mean, we would take Jared Goff over Trevor Lawrence.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and we forget Jared Goff's been to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So has Brock Purdy. So I would put him in that conversation. I think
Do you have Brock Purdy better than CJ Stroud?
If I had one game to win, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Look, Brock Purdy balled 2 years ago. I mean, we can say whatever we want. I mean, look, he struggled last year when you lost your left tackle and again.
I'm just talking about like current Purdy though.
Oh.
Current Purdy, current Stroud.
He hasn't played poorly.
I know. I think he's right around the middle of quarterbacks.
The thing about Brock Purdy is he's just not uber athletic. And he's like, 6 feet tall?
Yeah.
I mean, he's Drew Brees. Not as prolific yet, you know, and that's the thing is I don't know. I mean, it just feels like there's always these little injuries that keep happening. Oh, he's better than Bo Nix.
Okay, I wouldn't say it like that. Come on, calm down now. Bo Nix is nasty.
What are we talking about?
Bo Nix hasn't had a great year.
He beat the Bengals, bro. What are we getting excited about?
Bo Nix hasn't had a great year, but I'm saying they're around the same range. There's not some huge gap from Brock Purdy.
Oh, yeah, to me there absolutely is. Brock Purdy has been to a Super Bowl and was a big part of that.
Okay.
Are we just poo-pooing on Super Bowls now?
No, I hear you. I'm just asking where he's at right now.
And I mean, hell, they were in the driver's seat for three quarters of that damn game. Trust me, I was watching.
The Jags are terrible. Continue.
Huh?
Jags are terrible.
Now, Liam Cohen's got them boys bowling.
Now, I'm not going to hate on my boy Liam Cohen because he was just with Baker last year.
Damn right you
saw Robert Saleh put him in his place.
Well, we're going to talk about that here in a second. Are we convinced that Robert Saleh is a tough guy?
Yeah.
Are we?
In comparison to Liam Cohen, yes.
How do you know? But what? Because he said, don't. Now, I am tired of the keep your name out of my mouth. Like, I'm tired of that.
Yeah.
Look, I will say this about Liam Cohen. If you're going to big dog Robert Saleh, just go up to his face and do it.
Right, who are you taking in a fight? Liam Cohen can't fight. I feel pretty strong.
How do we know Robert Saleh can't?
I don't know. We're just going off pre-assumptions, looking at the guys.
I
don't know either, though, personally.
But all I know is, you know what? But you know what I worry about Robert Saleh? You know why I question his mettle?
You're going to come something with the Jets? Some Jets analogy?
Did you not watch him look clueless for 5 years on the sideline?
What is he going to do with a fight?
I'm
talking about a fight.
Because, you know what? Because guess what? If you got some spunk to you, all right, you ain't laying down.
That's
okay?
Fair.
All right? So that's all I'm saying. If you want to let that happen, I got questions.
So
all right?
You take Liam Cohen?
You know what? I'd take Shoddy over both of them.
Now that's an argument. I would take Shoddy.
Over both of them. Shoddy ain't no punk, dude. No,
I'm taking Jerry. Continue.
Listen here now. I'm taking Steven. Jamar Chase, not pleased with the Denver performance. Quote, it's not good ever losing, so got to learn from it. Chase said after the loss via the Cincinnati Inquirer. Trying to overcome adversity, he said. Get some wins, man. Just got to get better at getting first downs. I'm always frustrated if I'm losing. You know what I'm saying? But it's part of the game, man. Sometimes emotions take over. Sometimes it looks like what it's not supposed to. But yeah, it happens. We go out there and we lay eggs sometimes. We're not capitalizing on opportunities. Urgency is there. we've got to want it. At the end of the day, we've got to want it. Today, it didn't look like we wanted it.
Okay, what a quote. Quote of the year from Ja'Marr Chase. You just got to want it.
I mean, my man's just talking in bursts.
You got to want it. You know what I'm saying? You got to want it.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes. You got to want it. He's having a rough go of it.
He is. Because, you know, it's also his fantasy manager is having a rough go of it. He was a guy that was
Who do you feel worse for right now? And I think I already know the answer to this. Malik Nabers owners or Ja'Marr Chase?
Probably Nabers, since he won't play this year.
I would say Ja'Marr Chase. I would say Ja'Marr Chase only because
still has a chance to put up points every week. Malik Nabers physically
Nabers is physically gone. Okay.
Well, don't say physically gone. It makes it sound like he's not with us anymore.
Yeah, he's physically gone from playing football
this year. You also can't say that. It makes it sound like he retired.
I would be upset, though, as a Ja'Marr Chase owner, just for the simple fact that I have to deal with this week in, week out.
And you're like,
at least with Nabers, I know.
I could drop
him. Because the thing with Nabers is I can drop him and go get somebody else and move on with the rest of my life. And guess what? You took the risk going into this season on Nabers.
Knowing that he probably didn't have a stable quarterback.
Knowing that the team sucked and you were going to have to deal with Russell, some group or mix of Russell, Jackson Dart, and Jameis Winston.
You took that swing.
And you took that swing, okay? Ja'Marr, you're thinking, they fixed the offensive line.
He might score 5,000 points this year.
He's going off this
year. Defense is terrible. They're going to have the ball all game.
They're going to score a lot. It's going to be fun. And instead, you've got Browning, who looks terrible.
He said he was one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the NFL and was talking a lot of that jibber-jabber last year.
Who was?
Jake Ja'Marr? Browning.
Yeah.
No, Jake Browning, like saying, I deserve to be a starting quarterback. And he played decent, remember?
His first few games, but look.
Now we're seeing. This is the Brock Hoffman-esque. I'm not saying he's Brock Hoffman, but
Come on, man. Don't lump
I am.
Brock Hoffman into the Jake Browning category.
No. You got to let me finish.
You just did. No, I know where you're going. I know you're going. I don't like it.
You got to let me finish.
Go.
This is what it could.
I don't have to look at you while you say it.
This is what it could be. You're seeing the formula: a backup guy looks good in his first couple starts, steps in, teams get film on him, and then this shows why he's a backup. I think Brock Hoffman is better than Jake Browning.
Jake Hoffman's in his third season. Let's get that straight.
Well, his name's not Jake.
Okay, I said Brock. What's his name?
You said Jake Hoffman.
No, I said did I?
Yes. Come
on. See, you've got me all flustered right now. Brock Hoffman is in his third season,
and he's better than Jake Browning. I'm not
100%. By the way, do we not agree? Mike Solari's a terrible offensive line coach.
Just random Solari. You know what? You're right. Why am I even talking about this? Mike Solari was your O-line coach.
Solari was terrible. Maybe one offensive lineman that looked good last year.
You think you could be a better O-line coach?
No, I don't.
I think you could.
I don't.
What's one offensive line technique you would teach? Just give me one. Give me one. It's your first day and you got to fill in for the Cowboys offensive line and you don't want to seem like the oddball out of the group.
Guys, we're going to do 8-count bodybuilders today. Guys, today's more, it's really not a technique day.
let's worry less about technique.
Tell you what, we're going to worry about technique tomorrow. Today's a conditioning day.
That's how you'd blend
in. Because if I know anything about the NFL,
I think
it's a marathon, not a sprint.
I think you could beat them with intensity, though. Like, don't even worry.
Yeah, but you have to show them something.
But I think you, Fred specifically,
I would
could blend in and be like, Give me like your best speech. Like you're getting out there and you win that first 30 seconds. You want to capture the guys. Oh, he's feeling it. He's legit. Come on, give it to me.
Guys, look.
No. More intensity. More intensity. Fred, this is your chance to be an NFL position coach.
That I know nothing about.
That you know nothing about, but you got to fake it. You got to fake it till you make it. Here's your audition right here.
Guys, did you see your PFF grades last week?
We did, coach.
Because I did.
Yeah.
And I'm disgusted.
Why, coach?
Because I'm disgusted.
Why?
All right. Let me tell you something right now. Okay. The trenches aren't about here.
Okay, coach.
It's about what's in here. And I'm pointing at my chest for those of you that can't see. Okay? It's about what's in here.
Do you believe in us, coach?
I can't talk to... I don't even know what I would tell offensive linemen. Okay? Look, guys. Have you seen what Joe Milton looks like? Okay? You want to know? You want to know what I'm telling you right now? Okay, look. You want the big house? Do you want the big contract? All right? Do you want... You saw what this team looked like with Cooper Rush last year, okay? You saw the preseason where it took 17 games and 12 quarters before Joe Milton completed a pass, all right? If you thought the defense was bad, wait till you throw Joe Milton back there. Tell you what, hold the block and see what happens. Not hold the block and see what happens. We're all done next year. We're all done. Are we trying to win games or are we trying to get somebody killed? On three, ready, break.
Coach, I left my cleats in the locker.
Get out of my face. You know what? You're done. You're cut. You're off my team. I'm sick of you. What are we doing next?
I don't know. You got the run sheet.
Don't you have it in front of you, too?
According to the one that I took from Blake,
Tolo's on the telephone. All right, here's what we're doing. We are trying to make this a three times a week. You know we do it on the weekends. All right, 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That's the phone number to chime in. Your thoughts on your Dallas Cowboys after what you saw on Sunday night and after hearing the Cooper flag and or whatever you've seen about Mavs Media Day. How you feeling about these Dallas Mavericks? Lots to get to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go anywhere, it's Fan After Dark. From the 817, why does Fred yell so much? What a beating. And then another text from the 940. Fred called Connor Riley Cooper Riley earlier too. I did. And then another 817. Turning 28th.
Turning 28th. I'm turning 26th.
You know what? I really do need to get my eyes checked. I just need glasses.
I almost bought you some the other day.
I need some glasses. I can't see.
But then I decided not to.
It's so bright in here. That's the
problem. Really not.
No, it really is.
Ross, would you say it's extra bright in here? Or would you say it's just kind of normal lighting?
I'd say it's probably normal lighting. Yeah. But I will say those white lights, those do kill me.
No, they absolutely do. Turning 28 on the 16th this month, hashtag Tolo. So there you go. You guys are, what does that make you guys? Libras? Virgos? Cancers?
Libras. I'm a Virgo. I was about to say, I don't think Blake is, though.
Who else? Somebody else was born in October that we interviewed, and I said we're Libras.
Was that Hardy?
I can't remember. We did a lot of interviews.
Was it, or was it Dennis Smith?
One of them said, yeah, I'm also October, and then I said we're Libras.
Mm. Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't either.
Let's see. So there's that. I heard that, Fred. I don't know. What did I say? I said a lot of things just now. A-Rod bitch slapping someone, and then I assumed you were pointing to your pants.
877-881-1053 to Dean and Leasing Hotline to call in if you want to chat with Fred and I. And
open
give us,
phone lines.
Give
okay.
us your Cowboys takeaway from Sunday. If you thought
know what? Go ahead. Keep talking.
If you thought the tie was a win or loss for the Cowboys, or if you're undecided, kind of in the middle, and kind of what you've taken away from Dallas Mavericks Media Day and your hype going into the season.
It just dawned on me. Should we just let them talk about whatever they want? You got 45 seconds to talk whatever you want.
Sure. It's your show. I'm just here.
This is. I think with Tolo's on the telephone, since people are still getting used to calling.
People are texting in their Libras. If you're a Libra, text in right now, 877-811-1053, and I'll give you a shout out.
There you go. There we you got go. Libras, 877. And see, the phone number is the same as the text line. 877-881-1053. You got 45 seconds to say whatever you want. That's it.
Please filter it though.
Yeah, don't say a curse word. You'll get dropped.
Yeah.
And then we'll never let you call again.
Then you get blocked. Dropped and blocked. By Ross.
And you'll get karate.
469 Libra. Shout out to you, 469. 805 Libra right there with you. I mean, I'll just say this. Libra, best aura, best weather. October is simply the best month to have a birthday.
Is it?
Easy.
Why?
Easy.
Why?
You've got Halloween within the month. It just looks good on the calendar. OCT.3. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. You also just got good fall vibes. It's black and orange.
Yeah.
You've got football. You've got basketball. It's just something about it. I know it might seem personal, but March is a disgusting birthday time, and you know it. And you know it.
Oh, really? Why?
What's good about March birthdays?
Everything. Everything. March Madness. Let's start with that.
So you're distracted by the greatest basketball tournament, which means people didn't show up to your birthday.
I don't need them to show up to my birthday.
Okay, people don't recognize
you. I celebrate my birthday by myself.
What? That's the least surprising thing you say.
Some of the legends of life.
Here we go. 979. Today is my birthday. No lie,
Happy birthday, 979. Give us your name if you want.
817.
Maybe you don't want to. I don't know.
I'm a Libra, October 5th. That's those first 7 days of October.
After. 2 days after yours.
That's just good. That's good energy.
Yeah.
That first week of October.
Yeah.
Now, all of October is great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
First week of October, you're different. You're different.
I mean, you're going to say, you would have said that if you were born in the last week of October.
I wouldn't have.
Yes, you would have. Yes, you would have.
Okay, does your birthday have a movie quote? Does it? No, it doesn't. My birthday does.
What is your quote? What does your birthday have?
On what day? On what day? Yes. On
what movie? You can't even say it. You can't even say it.
Ross, I'm messing it up, Ross. I'm messing it up, Ross.
Say it. Go out to the hotline.
What day he asked
movie. What movie is it?
It's Mean Girls. Isn't it? It's Mean Girls, right?
You don't even know what movie it is.
Dude.
You don't know the quote. You don't know the movie.
I'm not good at quotes.
Get out of here. Let's go to Tyler and Flower Man. I'm sick of you. Tyler and Flower Man, what you got?
Hey, guys. So I was at the game on Sunday.
Okay.
And seemed to be like a 70% Green Bay crowd. Now, I know that they travel well, but if this is going to be a tough season, what do you all think of the potential home field or lack there advantage, the home team?
That's a great question. Appreciate the call, Tyler and Flowerman. I would say it was about 60-40.
It was a lot of Green Bay.
But
a lot of
go, Pack, go. Like Green Bay's not a national brand.
What does that got to do with anything? I'm just saying there's a lot of Green Bay fans.
No, oh, no, but he's saying that it's going to be like that the rest of the year. I don't think it's going to be like that every
year. Oh, okay. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I was looking up the quote. I didn't.
But also, like, it makes. But no, you're Fred. You're absolutely right because it's the Packers, it's the Steelers, it's the 49ers. Like,
you're
going to have these teams that have had like generational successes. So obviously, no matter where they play, you're going to see a lot of fans for them.
And you had a lot of Parsons people as well.
A lot of Parkins disease out there.
There were a ton of Parsons jerseys.
Not Parkins.
How about real quick?
First full show since the Ranger season ended, and y'all are already in midseason form.
Yeah, no, we absolutely are.
I found the quote. On October 3rd.
Get that call, and we're going to go to Zach and Granberry here in just a second. What's the quote?
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it is. It's by Lindsay Lohan. And me.
Lohan. So what was the question? What's the quote?
I just said it.
Say it again. Say it again, because I didn't understand.
I think she's talking about a cute guy talking to her.
Yeah.
And in her head, and it's audible to the audience, she goes, on October 3rd, he asked me what day it is.
Wow.
And so people tweet that out every day.
Wow.
And also, there's a popular little Uzi clip of someone asking him, like, how his day's going or whatever, or how his life's going. He goes, I don't know. It's only my third day out here. And he recorded it on October 3rd.
Wow.
Also, ASAP Rocky's birthday. So it's just a good day.
Let's see. March 8th is International Women's Day.
Okay, LeBron.
Okay, so just saying.
Anything
just
else happening saying, on that day?
The birth of maybe the greatest radio legend of all time.
How do you celebrate International Women's
however,
Day?
Well, ideally with a woman. Zach and Granberry. What's up, Zach and Granberry?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Long time Tolo, first time caller.
Love it.
Was wondering how you guys, how hyped you guys are about the Mavs season. A lot of my friends can't really forgive ownership with letting Luka go. And I feel like we have a fresh start with getting Cooper Flagg.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to know what you guys felt about that.
Zach and Granberry, first of all, great call. Secondly, tell your friends to chime in, become fatties. Tell them, thirdly, let Nico cook. All right? This team is championship or bust. All right? You heard us talking, and maybe if you didn't hear it, you can check it out. Go to @BlakeLive__ and listen to the clips where we talk to PJ Washington, and I ask him directly, is this team a championship contender? And he says, absolutely. We asked Daniel Gafford, how's this team feel? What's the vibe? We're pissed off, all right?
He did say
I'm
that.
I'm telling you right now, this team is a championship contender. I get it. You're mad about Luka, all right? Get over it. I hate to be that guy, but I'm going to be that guy.
I
got to
be so aggressive with it.
Because I am.
So okay? aggressive with
Wait,
it.
Do you know me to be anyway?
Get over it!
Get over it. Okay.
Or just, it's a new age. You don't have to get over it.
Get over it.
You can put it on the side.
Yeah, you know what?
You can put it over. I disagree with
Cooper
you.
Cooper flag, baby. You can put it on the side. No, don't put it on the side.
A little side of mac and cheese never hurt anybody.
Let Nico cook. Yeah, mac and cheese. Let Nico cook mac and cheese with a side of Cooper.
Next caller.
Slater in Corinth. What's up, Slater?
Hey, guys. Radiohead here. Haven't done radio since 97. I only did rock and roll, but I got a couple of things for you, right?
Okay.
First off, is the 40-40 tie, is that a score going? Yes or no?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't think anybody's asked that question.
Yeah, I know that, right? I've been listening all week, and I'm like, what? Hey, listen, I'm kind of upset. I had my car broken into. I left my game tickets on the dash. Right?
And somebody broke into your car?
Yeah, someone broke into my car and they left more Dallas Cowboy tickets. And I'm like, what? Yeah, that was a bummer, dude. Seriously.
That's pretty good right there. That's it. Is that a dad joke, Slater?
Well, heck yeah, man. I'm a dad, man.
That's fair.
You guys are younger than my son. Come on now.
Even Fred? Wait, how old's your son?
My son's 29.
Okay, your son's 29?
I'm just barely younger than him. I turned 29 okay. September 19th.
Okay, you realize I'm 44.
Yes, I know you're 4. You're the old guy on the radio.
I am the old guy. I am the old guy. Yes, that's right.
We're going to call you Father Time here. That's what we're going to call you.
I'll take it. Slater, real quick, last thing. Are you hyped about this Mavericks season?
Man, I am so hyped. Yes, as a Kentucky fan, I love Cooper, dude. Like, this dude is legit.
Okay,
he's got the work ethic of like 80s Jordan, man. He comes in for his press conference. He's like, I want to go to the gym and work out. They're like, you got a press conference. He's like, I want to train.
No,
I want to get ready for this season.
He's geeked.
I do got an answer for you, Slater. Unless you already knew the answer, 40-40 is scoregami. It's never happened in the NFL.
Outstanding.
Boom. That's Outstanding. What I'm talking about.
Well done by you, Slater. We expect you to call in again. Appreciate your time, sir.
We'll do it. Love you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Slater and Corinth. Good stuff from you. All right, we got two calls left. Let's go out to K-Money in Fort Worth, who is also a Libra. What's up, K-Money?
Hey, man, what's happening? How y'all doing tonight?
Man, doing good. Any better to be illegal.
Hey, man, hey, great to be on here, man. Great to have a birthday coming up. And great to see the Cowboys almost get a serious win. So that's about all I got to say. I'm trying to have some confidence in Jerry, but we'll see how it goes.
When's your birthday?
When's your birthday?
October 20th, 1970.
Let's go. October 20th, 1970. Baby. That's what we're talking about right there.
Yes.
So wait a minute. Does that does make you a Libra then? You're on the very boundary.
He's on the edge.
You're on the edge.
Right on the edge.
K-Money, I'll tell you what. Where'd you get the nickname K-Money, by the way?
Oh, because I love money, and just something kind of evolved over time. You know what I'm saying? I'm always working, no days off type of thing.
Okay.
It's slick. I like that.
K-Money, you're always welcome here on Fan After Dark.
Appreciate it. First time, but I listen to y'all all the time. Trust me. All the time, I always listen to y'all. I love y'all. I hear y'all live. Then there I hear y'all go. On the
clap it up for K Money.
All right, K Money, we're gonna give you a birthday shout out on October 20th. All right, man, keep listening. Appreciate you. Tolo's Fatties. We had to let him go. Daniel, Tolo's Fatties, curse words. You know what? That's how hype we get people. That's how hype we get it. All right, let's go out to Hutch in Kemp. Take us home, Hutch in Kemp. Hutch?
Hutch is gone. He got so lit that he had to hang up. He
was like, "We're always talking about the Cowboys."
Oh, there he is. What's up, Hutch and Kemp?
We're always talking about the Cowboys. So I got a question.
You
mentioned Jason Garrett. All right. You mentioned Jason Garrett. And I remember, I ain't too old or too young to remember when he was a fantastic Thanksgiving quarterback that one time, but also a coach for these beloved Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Got a question. Why were we so not okay when he would go for field goals with every drive, but now we just can't wait to get Brandon Aubrey out there to kick a 94-yard field goal We're like aiming for field goals now. I don't understand. We hated when Jason Garrett did it, and now we blame everything on Dak. That's just it's the talk around town that it's always Dak's fault. Every season is it's because because we got Dak. And I just I'm tired of that. I don't like it. I think it's wrong.
Yeah.
And of course Jason Garrett didn't have the microphone close enough to Jerry. He didn't do anything close enough to Jerry. That's why Jerry got rid of him.
That's fair. Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, appreciate the call, Hutchinkamp. You're welcome to call back anytime. Look, I think as we're four games into it, all right, and with the way folks have been kind of dealt this Cowboys hand over the last few years, that maybe some of the Dak angst is starting to recede ever so slightly. Now, we'll have to wait and see. Now, look, if he goes out and looks absolutely terrible on Sunday against the New York Jets, well, all the vitriol will come back in waves. I think to answer your question about the Brandon Aubrey part of it, I mean, he's prolific. I mean,
even when you're not in field goal range, you're in field goal
range. And I think that's what it is.
They're not kicking them from the 20 and we're getting hyped.
No one's excited about kicking field goals, but there is the fact that this dude could literally boot one from the moon and
you're excited when you weren't going to get points and now you are.
And now you're in that conversation because at the very least, you know, you go, you're in field goal range at the 50.
Correct.
Which you never were before. All right, coming up next, it's time for a little fair or foul. Let's keep the good vibes going. Then at 9 o'clock, top of the hour, we will get back to Daniel Gafford, friend of the program and laundry expert. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan of the Dark. Let's see here. I mean, y'all were on it that last segment. And just so you know, so we decided, Blake and I were talking during the break. So we will be doing Totals on the Telephone every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then, of course, on Saturdays as well. You maybe say to yourself, well, Fred, Blake, why not Monday, Wednesday?
Three-hour show.
And it's jam-packed. I mean, we got haikus on Wednesday.
Reaction
right?
to the game on Monday.
We still reacting to the game on Wednesday?
Monday, I said.
Yeah. Oh, on Monday. Yeah. So, yeah, Monday's only a three-hour show. You got, Cowboy Hour before from 7 to 8. You know, Brad Sham doing the Lord's work there.
It's Monday.
And, of course, that's what I'm saying, on Monday.
You said Wednesday.
Did I? Whatever. Cowboy Crosstalk, that's on Wednesday from 7 to 8. Me and Nate Newton squash the beef. We're boys now.
I just want, if I could have one thing in life.
Yeah. Just one?
Just one.
Just one.
Money aside.
Yeah.
Fame aside.
Freedom.
Freedom aside, all of that. I could be in jail for all I care.
Wow.
If I got unlimited supply of that mac and cheese they get us at Legends Hospitality at the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going to tell you right now, and you know, I'd love to make this happen. I don't know how it could, but next time you're in Louisville to see Mama Kim,
mm-hmm.
we need to go to 413 Lounge.
Better?
Oh.
No, don't do that.
I'm doing it.
No, don't do that.
I'm doing it.
Don't besmirch my boys at the
Cowboys. I'm not besmirching it, but I'm just telling you that the mac and cheese at 413 is exponentially better than the mac and cheese at AT&T.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't believe you'd say that.
I just did.
I know. I said I can't believe you'd
Why?
Say that. Because that's good mac and cheese.
I did. No one said it wasn't.
Exponentially better?
Yeah, you heard me.
That makes it sound like it's not good mac and cheese.
Do we need to mark that and make it a drop? Exponentially better. Book it.
You're off your keister.
I am.
You got to be stopped.
I am. I think
I need like a tranquilizer for Fred.
You see how much better I feel today than I was yesterday? You could tell when I don't feel good.
I kind of want yesterday's version back. I need a tranquilizer for you.
Look how much better I feel today.
You're ready to fight after everything I say. You're ready to pounce.
No, but I feel like you're rage baiting me a little bit today.
I just said the mac and cheese is good. It's not.
No. Exponentially better. See, there you go gaslighting again. All I said was...
Because you're like, oh, it's the best ever. I said, no, 413 Lounge. That's why I said
you, should have said we could try it. You didn't leave it at that. You didn't leave it at that, Fred. You said exponentially better than that.
Yeah, that's right. I did.
You threw in that little, little jab.
I did.
Because you said, we should try it, Blake. It's good. And I'd be like, okay.
We should try it because it's better.
Why you got to put something down? Why you got to put something down to bring something up?
That's how I roll, bro. That's how I roll.
Why you got to put something down to bring something up?
That's how I get down.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, well.
We can all succeed. We can all be successful.
We can. Eating 413 Lounge mac and cheese. How about that?
Make sure to tell Tad.
Studies show.
Hope your credentials don't work next game.
A dramatic decline. My girl Susan's got me, bro. They love me over there. They love me over there, man. I got my girl Susan. Shout out to my girl Susan. She's a teacher. I got my girl Christine. I'm friends with the folks over there. Okay,
just wait till I talk to them. I'll make sure you're banned.
Talk to them, dude. They ain't gonna take your word. They already love me.
I got Chris
at the front. White chocolate. She calls me white chocolate. That's all you need to know.
You're not even gonna get to her.
Studies show. Oh.
Chris is going to stop you at the front.
Who says I haven't gotten to her already?
You are unhinged. I think he forgets we're on the radio.
You
sometimes.
Walked right into that.
I didn't walk into anything. Right
into that. No, you did. You did.
I didn't walk into anything.
See, that's why Pisces season will forever be the ultimate season. You know what time it is.
Studies
show
that.
A dramatic decline
in
testosterone. Oh, I 100% believe it. Pisces over Libra all day. Look, I'll shout out. Look,
I'll get one person to text in, and
who's our boy Daniel, who was popping off today. We had to dump him. I'll say this.
You're going to get one person to text in about that. Oh, nobody believes
Pisces. You know
Pisces
what? If you're a Pisces, represent right now. 877-881-1053. Everybody knows Pisces make the world go round.
Crickets.
Everybody knows Pisces make the world go round. Studies show a dramatic decline in testosterone
among
levels among Libras and young men that are almost 26, with some 20-year-olds having levels comparable to 70-year-old men from the 70s. Raise your hand if you're a 20-year-old in this studio today. I see 1, 2, 3 of y'all. All right.
Look at them jealous
this
of our
trend,
youth.
I'm dragging everybody today. This trend has raised alarm, as it should, among health experts and researchers. Factors linked to this decline include obesity, sedentary lifestyle, crappy sports takes, poor diets, and environmental toxins.
What is going on? This guy's reading a headline, and I'm zoned. And out, and you're just getting jabbed at. And you can't read it in the same voice. I'm like, does it really say crappy sports takes? Man, Fred's over here talking about himself in the headline.
Lower testosterone can impact muscle mass, energy, and reproductive health.
I don't
know
if to believe anything you said.
Signaling broader public health concerns, experts warn that unless addressed, this generational decline could have long-term consequences for men's health. Nutrition, exercise, and lifestyle changes are seen as essential steps to help reverse the trend. Fair foul! 20-year-old men today have testosterone levels similar to what 70-year-old men had in the 70s.
I say fair. I'm sure there's a bunch of people that have that. Can't relate, but I'm sure it's somewhere in the world. Is this Americans?
Yeah, bro.
It said only Americans? I'm just saying, is it around the world?
But I mean, it's based off of Americans here in the U.S. of A.
Like, does Europe count?
Wait, I don't care about Europe. I'm here in the U.S. of A. I ain't worried about testosterone.
I'm talking about the numbers.
Why am I worried about testosterone in Europe?
No one said you're worried about it.
I'm not. Saying, I'm worried about it here in the U.S. of A. I'm worried about your generation. I'm worried about your guys. I'm worried about you.
You guys.
Yeah.
Your guys or you guys?
No, you.
I'm fine.
You and your generation.
I'm shooting. I'm a bear 50 cal, butter. I'm shooting. You might be a 9mm over there, but your boy's a bear 50 cal. Don't get it twisted. Testosterone levels are fine.
You know, anytime you have to over-exaggerate, it gives me cause.
And I got a big old truck.
Gives me cause for concern.
What is it they say in Shrek? Must be compensating for something, huh?
Hey, your word's not mine.
I got a truck with a lift on it.
Fair foul.
Now you're definitely.
Now we know what's going on here. Fair foul. 20-year-old men today have testosterone levels equal to 70-year-olds in the 70s.
I could see it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, just like
troubling,
you know, you were talking about like being concerned for like health and like future generations. And
absolutely.
It's like, I think it's like Japan or South Korea has like an alarmingly declining like birth rate. I think it's just kind of the same thing where it's just, you know, society change. Like
people aren't outside no more. They're not outside anymore.
That's a huge one.
And how do you get your testosterone to jump? Think about it.
mean, I don't know. I have what's called frettosterone, so I can't really.
Everybody
relate.
Just did the same thing that I just did. They just dropped their hands.
I can't really relate to what you guys are going through right now.
I do want to read some texts.
Please
do. We've got some fantastic. We have the best holos. 817. In fact, Blake never said the Legends Mac was the best. Fred is definitely the one gaslighting right
Whatever.
Now. This is coming from
buddy?
A
give your buddy text that in.
Yeah, you see me get my phone out. This is coming from a professional gaslighter. Then another text.
Yeah.
In fact, Fred has been gaslighting Blake the whole show, arguing points that Blake never said. He's definitely on one today.
What
you can tell he's feeling better.
About? What are we talking about?
Then we got this one from the 214. Pisces are dumpster juice.
Saw that.
Someone said plug low T. This is a great time to plug it. Go ahead. Do your low T read.
I don't need low T, so I can't speak to it.
No one said you needed it, Fred. We can still plug it.
Plug it then.
You plug it.
You plug it.
You're the one that's old. You would need it before me.
I'm good.
You're going to need it before me.
My friend testosterone is.
You're probably what? You're probably a week away from it. You're probably a week away from it.
No. I'm running hot.
We got one text that Pisces are better than Libras.
Yeah, they are.
One person texted.
Yeah, they are.
A lot of Scorpio and Sagittarius love in the text line too.
You know what? This is true though, and I real quick though, from the 214. Too many young men watching them naughty videos and OnlyFans. That's it. That's not being addressed enough too. Because I'm telling you right now, that's a big deal as well.
How long of a streak are we all on, boys? I think we should keep each other accountable. I'm on a week and a half.
Oh really?
Yeah. Let's all keep each other accountable.
Are we starting now?
We can start afresh and new today. I mean, that doesn't mean.
No, we're going to have to. Okay?
All right, we'll start today.
For real.
We'll start today.
Can we just start tomorrow?
No, that's right there. That's the problem.
Can we just start
just
tomorrow?
Just do it like Nike.
Just do what? Because I just do it all the time.
No, just don't. Just
that's
don't
my
it.
My problem.
Just don't it.
Just don't it.
Yeah. Mm. And I'll keep you accountable because I asked you right to your face.
So we're gonna. So what? I mean, what's the point though? I guess.
To be
resolve.
Resolve to be at peace with oneself. To not be lustful. There's a lot of good things to come out of it.
You didn't go to the gym today, did you?
I did not.
Okay. That's my problem. I'll be in great shape. When I go to the gym, I'm like.
And see, but you got to focus on energy.
I do. Look, you're right.
There's a way to focus on energy. Maybe
you think we can go the rest of the week?
Yeah, I've gone like 6-7 months. We can go the rest of the week. Come on.
You've gone 6-7 months?
You like that 6-7? Well, yeah, I have.
Did you have a girlfriend at least?
No. 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 Three of the months, I will say it was.
What?
Whoa.
If what? You went 6 or 7 months?
Yeah, bro. I'll say half of it was quote unquote cheating because I was at a church retreat. I mean, it's not cheating because
I still could, but
you're in a greenhouse around.
Wow.
And then when I got back, I went another 4 months.
Wow. When was this? How old were you?
2 years ago.
That's crazy.
We'll start it again today.
That's crazy.
We'll start it right now.
That's crazy.
At the end of every show, I ask you.
Holy Toledo.
And you got to look me in my eyes.
At the end of the show, just ask me at the beginning.
That's a weird start to the show.
Sneak off. I mean, I'm not saying an opening segment. Where's everybody at today? Keep your hands to yourself. Just asking. Just making sure.
We're Fred and Blake.
Oh, you went 6 months without that?
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
I like genuinely can't believe it.
And we'll start again. We'll start
Have
again today.
Have you seen...
Who is this we?
You're part of this, Ross.
There's a great... We got to go. I'll tell you what. There's a lot... Wow. I can't even...
We're going to have to keep talking about this during the break.
Oh, my God.
All right.
No wonder 20...
What do we got coming up next?
Yeah. We got to respond to what Blake just said and Daniel Gafford. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.